Well, the little epistle of 1 Peter. 1 Peter. Peter had a good deal to say about time. In chapter 1, look at verse 5. He said this, "Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." Now look at verse 11. "Searching what, or what manner of time, the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow." Now look at verse 17. "And if we call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, that we ought to pass the time of our sojourning here in fear." Now I want you to go with me to 1 Peter chapter 4, and this will be our text this evening. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 1. "Forasmuch then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh," please don't take that for granted. Don't be dismissive of the fact that Christ suffered for us. He was crucified on the cross for us. Then he says, "Arm yourselves likewise with the same mind, for he that has suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen." In this portion of Scripture, the Apostle Peter learned four attitudes to cultivate in our lifetime. He gives us four things here, and we'll take them just one by one. First of all, we are to have a militant attitude toward sin. Please remember that it was Peter that cursed and denied the Lord, and in doing that, it so hurt his heart later on in life that he would even do that. And so he tells us to have a militant attitude toward sin. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to get back to the theme in our life, the exceeding sinfulness of sin that Paul talked about. First of all, think of what sin did to Jesus. Look back at verse 4, verse 1. "For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, Arm yourselves likewise with the same mind, for he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. We need to think of what sin did to Jesus. And when you watch the Passion of the Christ, that is just a vague inkling of what our Lord went through for us. The fact that he was so horribly beaten and spit upon and his beard plucked and all the other things that the Bible says, how much that would have hurt him. Now I want you to just go back, hold your place here, but go back a page to chapter 2 and look at verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Second of all, remember what you were before you met Jesus Christ. Please remember that. Hang on, I forgot to take my staple out. Don't happen very often, but every once in a while I forget to. Remember what you were before you met Jesus Christ. Look at verse 3. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles. And then he talks about what the will of the Gentiles is. When we walked in lasciviousness and lust, that is, evil appetites and sexual sins, and then excess of wine and revelings and banqueting. Reveling and banqueting talks about the flow of liquor. And ladies and gentlemen, this church will never slow in its opposition to liquor. It should not be a part of our lives in any respect. And then the Bible says this, and abominable idolatries. That is, the word abominable means illegal idolatries. That's what we were like before we met Christ. God help us. Second of all, we need to have a patient attitude toward the lost. And some of you understand this better than others. But look at verses 4 through 6. Wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. That's your friends before you got saved. And now that you won't do that, they don't understand that, and they speak evil of you, who shall give an account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. When you got saved, a lot of your friends and even some of your family, they don't understand what happened to you. And Paul said it this way, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them because they're spiritually discerned. You've got family members and friends that they look at you now and they think you are crazy because of your faithfulness, because of your giving financially. And the more faithful you are to the things of God, the crazier you are to them. And I'll tell you what, I've got one niece, bless her heart. She thinks it is up to her to just get on my bedside at times about this. And she has called me all kinds of things. And honestly, God has given me grace and a good wife that will answer those texts for me. And she is a lot kinder than what I would be. But, Peter is just saying, this is what you're going through. This is what's going to happen in your life. Third, we are to have an expectant attitude toward Christ. Oh, my goodness. Look at verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. The early church thought that Christ would return in their lifetime. And they were so expectant of that. But that's been 2,000 years now. But ladies and gentlemen, you understand from where this old world is that the coming of the Lord is closer than it has ever been. I want you to hold your place here and go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. And let's begin reading in verse 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 4. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. We are seeing that, ladies and gentlemen, so much. But watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Be a soul winner. Make full proof of thy ministry. Paul said, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. We are to love his appearing. When the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 4, he says, be sober. He is talking about don't be given to wild thinking. Be sober. Give yourself to prayer. There's a direct connection between looking for Christ and his imminent return and prayer. When you are doing that, I guarantee you, there are people that you are praying for to get saved, because it's going to be a horrible time on this earth after the rapture takes place. Oh, my goodness. And then last of all, we are to have a fervent attitude towards saints, toward each other. Let's pick up the narrative in verse 8. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. This afternoon, I got a text from Ed, and it was a picture. And I looked at the picture. I said, Tina, what does this mean to you? I knew it was from Ed, but it was a picture of a tree. And then he filled it in, what that picture was all about. In 1955, I said, Ed must have been about 10 years old, but he planted a sycamore tree in front of his mother's house. And now the tree is a great big tree there. And he just talked about the message this morning. He talked about the grace of God. To be raised in a Christian home and to plant that sycamore tree that's been there. And every time his family reads Luke chapter 19, they always think of that sycamore tree right out the window. And I just thought how wonderful that is. But it just meant something to my heart that Ed would take the time to do that. And that's what we're talking about. Fervent love one to another. The word fervent there means the eagerness and the intensity of an athlete in training. All the hard work that goes into that. And if you are watching some of the Winter Olympics, one of the things that is very obvious, these athletes have trained so very hard for that. And we are to have that same kind of training in our love one to another. And then it says that we are to, where is it? Well, I will find it here. For charity shall cover the multitude of sins. The word cover there simply means that you're not looking for sins. It's not talking about hiding the sins. It means you're not looking for them. And then in verse 10, the result is service. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. And then verse 11, don't waste the rest of your time here on this earth. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Don't waste the rest of your time. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your holy word. Thank you for the Apostle Peter and him writing this under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit for us tonight. Every time that we open up your word and we read your word, Father, help us to understand it was written for us. And we want to be a good steward of the manifold grace of God. Thank you, dear Father, for all that you do. Thank you for these dear people. Bless them. Bless our lives together. Thank you for bringing us together where we can minister one to another. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand, ladies and gentlemen.